Okay, I'd like to discuss with you today the malacha of kotzer in very general terms. The Gemara on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis that we learned, the Gemara says, HaKotzer, HaBotzer, HaGoder, others have the Gerza HaGoded, Masik and Ura, Kulon, Malacha Achas. Now all of these things are Malacha Achas. Effectively, kotzer means you're cutting down tevua. You're cutting etzim. Botzer means you're cutting grapes. Goder or goded means you're cutting tamarim, you're cutting dates. Masik is you're cutting, or mosaic. Rashi has the text mosaic instead of masik. Means you're cutting olives. Ore is you're cutting figs. All of these are malacha achas. The pashtus is that the lashon of malacha achas implies that these are all avos malachos. And that's the way the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Halacha Beis, takes it, that these are all avos malachos. The problem is where the dissenting opinion over here, it's not necessarily a problem, just a dissenting opinion, is the Ramach. The Ramach is quoted in the Kesef Mishnah here, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, where he asks, one second, if these are all avos malachos, so that means you have way more than 39 avos malachos. He makes a punishment that you have more than 50. Right? By the way, the difference, you have like probably more than 70, no? Because you have like 5 within Kotzer, we had like 5 within Koresh, a bunch within Zoreya, right? But effectively, the Ramach's kash is, first of all, that there should be more than 39 avos malachos. Moreover, he asks that in order to be an av malacha, it has to be something that was done in the Mishkan, and there was no goder and mosaic in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they didn't cut down tamarim or zaysim. It wasn't done. Now, obviously, he is assuming, like Rashi, against the Rapaigon, that the yisod of limud from the Mishkan comes from the Binyan HaMishkan, rather than from what was done in the Mishkan. If you learn from what was done in the Mishkan, presumably, so then obviously they needed olives in the Mishkan for the shemen, for menachos, for the menorah, etc. So that's one ha'ara within the Ramach. You get the impression, though, that there seems to be a fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramach. The Rambam holds that if I'm doing exactly the same action, just on a different chefza, so they're all going to be the same avos, no? The Ramach is taking the limud of the Mishkan much more seriously, and the Ramach is saying that the only thing that's called an av is exactly what was done in the Mishkan. If it's slightly different than what was done in the Mishkan, even in terms of just a different chefza, an item that was not used, so that would not be an av according to the Ramach. Now, we should also just point out, in terms of our analysis of this, that if you hold that malachos are shemos muchlakim, so then I have an easier way of distinguishing between goder and mosaic and ora, etc. Because maybe the Torah only said, don't do kotzer, and perhaps the other things, even though they're exactly the same, perhaps they're not included because it's shemos muchlakin. If, however, it's gufin muchlakin, if the Torah says lotasa kol malacha, and the definition of malacha means this activity of pulling something up, so then it would be much harder to end up in the Ramach's position that there's a difference between kotzer and goder and ora. Right? If it's gufin muchlakin, I would assume that the Ramach's position is impossible. So that's the first ta'ara that we have in terms of the malacha of kotzer. Good? Let's go weiter. So once we know that kotzer is a malacha where I am picking something from the ground, so yesh la'ayin, what exactly is the yesod of the malacha of kotzer? And l'cha'ora, there are 3 different possibilities as to what kotzer can be. Possibility number 1 is that kotzer is what we would call psikas hayinika. Something is getting nourished. And if I sever the nourishment, that is called kotzer. No? Kotzer would be severing the nourishment, cutting it off from its source. Another possibility into the malacha of kotzer would be that I am making something that previously was attached I'm making it detached. Right? There's a category in halacha called mechuber, a category in halacha called talosh. If I make something that used to be mechuber into talosh, that is koter. Right? Even if it's not that I'm being posek the yanika, no? Let's say the item is still getting its nourishment, me'izasibashihi, but I detached it from its mechuber status, I'm going to be chayiv, and vice versa, no? Let's say you have something, it's two different possibilities. Is it cutting off from yanika, or is it making something that used to be mechuber, making it talosh? The third possibility that we could develop within the malacha of kotzer, which interestingly we'll see seems to be the most accepted of the possibilities, the third possibility is that kotzer means knocking something off from the place where it grew. Let's say I have something that's dead already. So psikas hayanika isn't shayach. And let's say the item was not really attached to the ground or the like. It wasn't considered mechubar. It was already detached. But nonetheless, if it grew somewhere, one could argue that you're going to be chayiv nonetheless. So there are three possibilities within kotzer. By psikas hayanika, making something that used to be mechubar, presumably mechubar lakarka, into talosh min hakarka. And possibility number three is being tolesh mimakum gidulo, knocking it off from where it grew, even though it's not mechubar lakarka. And even if it's dead already, perhaps it could be chayiv in these cases. Now, which possibility is correct? Interestingly, we mentioned that the third possibility of tolesh mimakum gidulo seems to be the most correct of all these three, even though intuitively we'd say it's the least correct. However, there seems to be a huge machlokas harishonim that we encountered on Kuf Zayin Amud Beis going over to Kuf Ches Amud Aleph regarding the definition of tolesh, or we should say kotzer, regarding the definition of kotzer. A huge machlokas harishonim on Kuf Zayin Amud Beis going over to Kuf Ches. Ari?
When somebody is doing kotzer the way they did in the Mishnah, his main purpose is to be tolesh and kotzer.
Well, I'm not sure 100%. Mechubar to what? Mechubar lekarka? I don't know. I'm not sure. Like, one could argue that in the Mishkan, what they're doing is they're getting eitzim to build the Mishkan. And one could argue that they're getting those eitzim by breaking branches off on these big trees that they took out of Mitzrayim, the trees that Yaakov Avinu planted, and the like. And one could argue that those trees are very gigantic trees that they're carrying through the desert, but they are not really being cutting it off from mechubar lekarka. Maybe they're cutting off big branches from gigantic sequoias, right? I don't know. That possibility, I think, though, is a real possibility. Right? Now, the Gemara on Kuf Zayin Amud Beis speaks about if a person is choshet yado l'me'ei behema v'dildol uber shebeme'eha yechayiv. If you reach your hand into an animal and you dildel uber, how would you translate? Dildel means you uproot. You uproot the uber that's in the behema, so you're going to be chayiv. And the Gemara says, I'm chayiv because it is just like someone who's talash kishusa mehizmi v'higi, which is chayiv out oker davar migidulo. Here also you chayiv out oker davar migidulo. Right? So if I'm dildel uber, that's called oker davar migidulo. Just like if I take kishos I believe are hops, no? And you uproot the hops from the thorns that it's growing on. So in that situation, Zakti Gemara, that is called oker davar migudulo. And the simple reading of the Gemara would be that the chiyuv is a chiyuv in both cases of kotzer. That means that you could be chayiv out kotzer for taking an animal, a baby inside the mother and detaching it from the mother, performing animal abortion, let's say, is going to be chayiv out kaitzer. That's a simple reading of the Gemara, because we equate it to someone who uproots the kishus from the hizmi v'higi, which is probably some sort of kotzer. The Gemara calls it oker davar migidulo. Now, the Ramban on this Gemara, on Kuv Zayin Amud Beis, cited in the Rashba, but in the Ramban it's written in a little greater detail. The Ramban says, whoa! Yechayev out oker davar migidulo, yechayev on kotzer! For taking an animal out of mami. That's kotzer. Frek the Ramban, ein ketzira ela bigidule karka. Right, the Ramban says kotzer can only be a chiyuv if it's gidule karka, if it's grown from the ground. And an animal, the Ramban assumes, is not called gidule karka. Tosfos on the bottom of our Amud, we'll discuss that in the context of cholev, where the animals have the din of gidule karka, no? But the Ramban is nemingon, the Ramban is assuming as a davar pashut that it's not called gidule karka. So zok the Ramban, the chiyuv is out netilas neshama. It can't be a chiyuv of kotzer, it's a chiyuv of netilas neshama. Now, for the Ramban, l'cha'ora, that means that when the Gemara is medame, a person who takes the kishos out of the hizmiv, out of the higi, right? If I take my hops out of the thorns where they're growing, we're medame that to the person who's dildo over v'me'e behema, right? That means that l'cha'ora, the yesod in both cases, is a yesod of psikas hayanika. No? Remember, we had three possibilities about what's the yesod of kotzer. Right? One possibility is that kotzer means that you detach something from the source of its nourishment. And the Ramban is saying, hold it, by dildo ober b'me'e behema, it can't be classical kaitzer. But nonetheless, the Gemara compares it. The Gemara compares dildo ober b'me'e behema to someone who rips out the kishos and the hizmi v'higi. That implies that, you know what, this is a malacha of netilas neshama, of shaychet, this is a malacha of kaitzer, but the yesod hadavar of both malachos is largely the same. In both contexts, the malacha is really about psikas hayanika. That's what emerges from the Ramban on Kuf Zayin on the base. No?
So your analogy,
or
say in the
Mikvah,
when they're carrying these trees, it's not
psikas hayanika. So it's not psikas hayanika. So then, how come you're going to be chayiv in that case? Maybe the trees taka were planted. We don't know exactly what they did with these trees of Yaakov Avina. Did they plant them every time they were chone b'midbar? And when they were chone b'midbar, like we saw that Tosfos in Chulin that the Minchas Chinuch quoted, the Be'er of Miriam made the midbar grow. Right? So stuff grew in the midbar. So you can be chayiv for Choyresh and for Zireya in the midbar also. So maybe the kaitzer is that they took those trees and they planted them. I'm not sure. I was not in the midbar, or my neshama was there, but gedenkechnisht. I don't remember what happened anymore. I'm losing my memory. Right? Oh.
So one is saying the three possibilities. One is saying you cut it off from its nourishment, and three is just saying you knock it off from where it grew.
Right.
Either one of those svaras should be able to work in this case.
Correct. Svara number three could also work, but l'cha'ora, Svara number one is easier because pashtus is netilas neshama means I'm killing it. Right? I'm being posik the yanika, and therefore I'm killing baby that was in mommy's stomach. Right? I'm killing, right? I'm detaching it from its source of nourishment. So that would be an easier approach within one. Within three, it could still work, but it's like we'd say in Yiddish, a little more far-fetched. Okay?
Don't we say, so the question is now, but anyways, it's a gidulei karka. If the gehema is not gidulei karka, then
So the Ramban is saying that the behema is not gedulei karka, but I'm still chayiv out netilas neshama because I'm being posek the yanika.
Right?
I'm not chayiv. Ain kaitzer elam be gedulei karka. Right.
So it's got to be only
shochet. Correct. That's what the Ramban assumes. It's only shochet, but the yesod of shochet and the yesod of kotzer is very similar. No?
Yeah.
That's what the Ramban is getting at. I remember one time asking Mr. Blachman and Shane said, the nafkamin is whether or not you know how to learn. I'm sure we could be creative and come with nafkaminas. For right now, let's try to just present the shitos. Okay, right. Whether you're chayiv shtayim or chayiv one, so that we could discuss in greater detail. Also, correct, if you have... Mi'iri basically argues, and the Mi'iri says, Dildo uber v'me'e behema, who says the baby is dying? Mehecha takes the baby's dying. Dildo uber me behema, we translate as you're doing an animal abortion. Maybe you are an animal midwife, and you're helping the animal. I know Rashi writes that animals don't need midwives. No, that's Rashi at the beginning of Shmos. But the fact is, maybe you're helping the animal give birth, and you're taking the uber out, and the animal is still alive. And it's not me'iri, if the animal is still alive, so it's not shayich, that would be called netilas neshama. Moreover, the Mi'iri says, an uber can't be netilas neshama because kol zman it's not born yet, it doesn't have a neshama. Again, this is a huge machlekes harishayim, which is no geya for Hilchos Yom HaKippurim l'maisa. No? Whether feeding a pregnant woman to keep the baby alive on Yom Kippur, is that bivchinas pekuach nefesh? No? Let's say you have a situation that you know that mommy's not going to die, but there's a chashash the baby will die, right? Do we assume that the baby has the din of a nefesh, yet or not? Either Mishnah in Ohalo says, ein dochen nefesh mipnei nefesh, only when it's hotzi rosha, but perhaps you could argue that it has a din of nefesh, but it's a lower level nefesh, like a nefesh of a treifa versus a nefesh of a regular person. There are many ways of skinning this cat, pardon the expression, but the Mi'iri over here is very clear that kol zman, the baby is not born, it's not a nefesh, and therefore it can't be netilas neshama. Assuming that nefesh and neshama are the same, the mekubalim will attack me on this statement, that nefesh and neshama are the same. But the fact is, the Mi'iri is saying it can't be netilas neshama, because it's not a nefesh yet. What's the chiyuv? The Mi'iri is going to say the chiyuv is out koitzer. Dildo ubim e'behema is chayim mishum koitzer. The hava amina that the Ramban rejected, the Mi'iri assumes as a dover pashut, la halacha, that dilta uber is out kotzer, and the Mi'iri would have to tell us, like Tosis entertains at the bottom of our Amud, that the hemos have the status of gidulei karka, no? It's not a crazy shita. It's certainly a shita that has Talmudic basis that Gemara in Erevin that Tosis refers to. So therefore, the Mi'iri says, Yechai for Kaitzer, when you pull that animal out of Mami. There's a Rashi on Sadi Hei also that I gave you on the Mara Mekomis, where Rashi on Sadi Hei in the context of Cholev, Rashi seems to say that the only Shaila as to whether or not it's called Dosh is because it might not really be Mechubar, it might not be attached to the coding. But the din of Gedulei Karka for Rashi applies even on Chaylev. This din that Ein Disha Ela BeGedulei Karka, right, would apply to animals are Gedulei Karka, Rashi says, like the Mi'iri, like that opinion that Tosis rejected by us. Okay, Zozain. That means that L'cha'ora, the Mi'iri is understanding that the yesod of the malacha of Kotzer is that I am taking something that is mechubar lekarka and making that something no longer mechubar lekarka. Because animals are considered gidulei karka, mechubar lekarka. Let's assume that these categories are the same for the time being. I know what you're thinking. Let's assume that they're the same. And by uprooting it from the karka, I'm going to be chayiv. That's what emerges from the Me'iri. Again, perhaps one could argue that Me'iri is only saying that it's considered gedulei karka, it's not mechubala karka, but once I say it's considered gedulei karka, I certainly have an opening to say that it's considered mechubar to something that is considered karka to some extent, and therefore my chiyuv of kaitzer is uprooting something from a situation that has the din of karka. Animals have the din of karka to a limited extent. When you uproot something from an animal that to a limited extent has the din of karka, you're going to be chayiv ad kan divrei hami'iri. Yes?
You say that animals are kubra karka, you know, then when I take it out, it's a living animal according to the meter, so it's kubra karka.
But it used to be mechubar to that karka. If I take something out and I put it down, but stick it back in the ground, I still did it kotzer, right? You're saying that there's no time in between.
Right.
Yeah, shall I? Okay, maybe. I don't know. I mean, this opinion that dildo uber b'me'ebehema is considered kotzer is a bit of a collector's item. It requires some analysis. Ari?
According to the Me'iri, so the dogum and the yam would not be kotzer.
Shaila dag min hayam would probably not be kotzer. The Gemara earlier on this page spoke about shaila dag min hayam, and it says that when it dries off, bein snapirov, you're going to be chayiv. But that doesn't mean to chayiv out kotzer. L'cha'ayiv, that could be chayiv out in the tilas neshama, or something not kotzer. There is a Yerushalmi that the Ramban quotes over here, and the Ramban says that shaila dag min hayam is chayiv mishum kotzer. But the Ramban says that our Talmud, as in Babylonian Talmud, disagrees with that Yerushalmi. Right? As I state in Ramban. Maybe we'll talk more about this in a few moments. Now, yeah.
You can still use this first svar, no? Just because the animal is still alive, you still uprooted it from where it was growing. It had a
But Netilas Neshama...
Don't phrase the Ramban.
The Ramban phrases it out Netilas Neshama. That's why I'm chayiv. The Me'iri argues on the Ramban. Me says, no, you can't be chayiv out Netilas Neshama when the thing still is alive. That can't be Netilas Neshama.
When the fetus is alive.
No, that's the Me'iri's arguing Netilas and whether or not. The Me'iri is saying the Ramban is saying that the animal is dead now, right?
The Me'iri is saying that the Ramban is wrong because I have no evidence from the Gemara that the animal died. If the animal didn't die, it can't be a chiyav atz netilas neshama.
But the way you originally phrased it was psikas hayinika, right?
So psikas hayinika.
So then,
one could distinguish between psikas hayinika and psikas hachiyos, and then they have four possibilities. Fair. That's a fair point. Yes. Chazen? Yossi.
And just on the Tosfos of Petas and Mabatsiya and Yubis and Sukkah. So there, Tosfos differential between, I guess, why it's not considered Gedulei Karka by Dosh and all that. So his chilek is that it's Nizam in a Karka, but it's not Gedulei Karka.
Okay.
It sounds like the first possibility, maybe.
We'll talk about that possibility in a few minutes when we do the next Gemara, but let's just wait for a minute. Now, back to the Ramban. The Ramban writes that Maimonides, the Rambam, agrees with him, and the Rambam says that the chiyuv is out netilas neshama. When you dildo uber b'mei behema, the chiyuv is out netilas neshama. And the Ramban sends me to a Rambam perek yud aleph of Shabbos, halacha aleph, where the Rambam speaks about the Malach of Shochet, and the end of that Rambam says, Choshet Yadol Me'ei Behema V'dildo Ubish V'me'eha Chayiv. Presumably the Chayiv is out Shochet. So the Ramban says, this is a Raya to me. Now, the problem is, Frek the Minchas Chinuch, that it's more likely that the Rambam holds something like the Meiri than something like the Ramban. Because the Rambam paskins in Perek Ches of Shabbos, Halacha Zayin, that if I am Cholev on Shabbos, right, if I milk a cow on Shabbos, I'm Chayim Mishum Mefarik, which is a Tolda of Dosh. Frek the Magid Mishnah, how my Chayim out Tolda the Dosh, I ain't Disha Ella the Gedulei Karka. So the Magid Mishnah answers that the Rambam holds that animals are called Gedulei Karka. If that's the case, so then how can the Ramban tell me that the Rambam holds like him? Right? The Ramban was aware that there's another Shita out there. He's coming la'afuke that other Shita, right? The Ramban is saying that the Chiyuv can't be Kaitzer because Ein Kaitzer Ela B'Gedulei Karka. And he says, and the Rambam holds like me, because the Rambam says it's Netilas Neshama. But hello, but the Rambam himself holds that animals are Gedulei Karka in the context of Cholev. So if it is Gedulei Karka, so then wouldn't it be more mistaber that the Rambam is like the Meiri rather than like the Ramban? So the Dvar Avraham was the Kovner Rav, no? The Dvar Avraham wanted Rav Soloveitchik to marry his daughter. No? Everyone, that's where all stories begin. Dvar Avraham, I think Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's letter about how his son is like Baki B'kol Chalkei Torah was written to help the Rav get the Shidduch with the Dvar from his daughter. No? And whatever, the Shidduch didn't work out or something. I think the Dvar from was killed the same time as Rav Chanan. They killed the same day at the same ninth fort over there in Kofna. And I think his daughter was also killed. Right? They were all killed at the same time. Oh. So the Kovner Rav, the Dvar Avraham in the Tshuva in Chelek Aleph Simen Chaf Dalet. The Dvar Avraham basically says a Yesod, along the lines of what many of you were thinking beforehand, but he develops it a little nicer. There's a difference between the Yesod of Gidulei Karka, says the Dvar Avraham, with respect to the Malach of Dosh, and Gidulei Karka with respect to the Malach of Kaitzer. Remember, the Rambam says that the Rambam agrees with him. So he has to kash, what do you mean the Rambam agrees with you? The Rambam says that behemoths are Gidulei Karka. The answer is, says the Dvar Avraham, no! A behemoth is Gidulei Karka with respect to the Malacha of Dosh, of Cholei. But a behemoth is not Gidulei Karka with respect to the Malacha of Kotzer. You see, Dosh is a malacha that was done on Gidulei Karka, something that grew in the ground. After it's uprooted from the ground, then I separate the chaff from the kernel. I break down, I get that cover off it. So in that situation, I'm chayim. Because it used to be attached to the ground. Now it's not attached to the ground, but as a Gidulei Karka, that it came from the ground. And for a dush, it's sufficient that it came from the ground. A behema is considered Gidulei Karka for a dush. But the malacha of Kaitzer, says the Dvar Avraham, requires not just that it's Gidulei Karka, it requires that you're actually severing it from the Karka. And if it, right, which is what we called possibility two when we began here today, right, that I am taking something that was attached to the ground, that was mechubar, and now I'm making it talush, it was mechubar lekarka, I'm making it talush, so behemoths are never mechubar lekarka. A behemoth might be gidule karka, right, which will help from a look of dosh, which is molechas talush, but from a look of kaitzer, it has to really be karka, it has to really be attached. That's the Hesber of the Dvar Avraham, and therefore it's a Dvar Pashut that the Rambam can't be saying that Behema has a din of Gidulei Karka, and that can't have for purposes of Kotzer. Because for purposes of Kotzer, Gidulei Karka is not sufficient. That's the opinion of the Dvar Avraham. Okay, Zach.
Sorry, why can't say Ugar is attached?
The Ubar can't be chayiv out kaitzer, because even though it's attached, but it's not attached to the karka, because animals are not rooted in the ground. If you plant your animal, as a kid, I did a play when I was in first grade, that we wanted to start a chicken farm. So we took chickens and we planted them in the ground. We thought, this is a very, I think it's a Shalom Aleichem story, no? I was one of the chickens, actually, I have to admit. I wore my pajamas and they planted me in the ground. This was a very funny play. Animals are not mechubar karka. They might be dino ke gedulei karka. That's the yisod. You don't plant your chickens in the ground. Ah. Okay. That's what the Devar Avram writes. Now, l'cha ora, however, all of this, whether the malach of kaitzer is out, psikas hayenuka, psikas hayenika, psikas hachayim, right, maybe it's out, mechubar lekarka, and now being not mechubar lekarka, all of this has to be looked at in the context of the next Gemara. Kuf zayin amabez going on to kuf ches amar aleph. Amar abaya, haima de tolish pitra meuna de chatzba. Pitra are mushrooms that are growing on a barrel. If I uproot the mushrooms in the barrel, that's called oker dava migidulo. Now, hello, let's go slowly. Barrels, are they attached to the ground? Pashtus says the barrel is not really attached to the ground. So why am I chayiv for oker dava migidulo when I take the mushroom off of the barrel? So comes along the Tosos Chaim, Reb Menachem Zemba. Now this is a little hard to find. In the Tosos Chaims, after Simen Ches, so they have a number of letters that Reb Menachem Zemba and his son-in-law, Reb Avram Luftbier, wrote back and forth to each other. Right? Reb Avram Luftbier wrote the Sefer Zera Avram. He was also a Gaon Olam. He's Reb Menachem Zemba's son-in-law. So there's a back and forth, a number of letters on this. And one of the nekudos that they deal with is, comes along from Menachem Zemba, and he writes on these letters that you see from this Gemara that the yisod of kotzer is not that you're mafsik the yenika, and it's not that you're making something that's mechubar lekarka, not mechubar lekarka. He says rather the yisod of kotzer is that you are being minatek something mimakom gidulo, something that grew in area A. If you uproot it from that area, even though it's not mechubar lekarka, and even we could say if the item is dead already, that could still be the malacha of kaitzer. Minatek mimakom gidulo is the malacha of kaitzer. Comes over Menachem Zemba, and he says, im kenem hadavarim, we can explain the Gemara on Daf Samach Ches Amar Aleph. The Gemara writes at the beginning of our parak, being of Chal Gadol, that Gadol onsho shel Shabbos yoser mishel Shviyas, that Shabbos has a chumra over Shmita. The ilu Shabbos isa bein betolosh bein b'mechuber, the ilu Shviyas betolosh lesa b'mechuber isa. Shviyas is only b'mechuber. Shabbos is bein betolosh bein b'mechuber. Ad kan divrei haGemara. Now Rashi understands the Gemara to mean that Shabbos has malachos, for example, tochein and lush. There are malachos on Shabbos which exist betolosh. But Shemitah, the only malachos are b'mechuber. So Frekmet Reb Menachem Zemba, that's a difficult pshat in the Gemara. Because basically I'm saying, you know what? Shabbos has certain Yisurim that Shviyas doesn't have. On Shabbos I can't make a fire. And during Shemitah I'm allowed to make a fire. Right? Of course. And there's no Svara why that would indicate that Shabbos is more Chomer than Shviyas. So Zakhar Menachem Zemba, if it would be up to him, he would say a new pshat in the Gemara. He would say that what the Gemara means that Shabbos is more chomer than Shviyas is that the same melacha that exists on Shabbos and on Shviyas, meaning kotzer has a different yisoid on Shviyas than it has on Shabbos. On Shabbos, the melacha of kotzer is about taking something away mimakom gidulo, even though it's not mechubar lekarka. If I have those mushrooms on the side of the barrels of the Gemara, that's chayim mishum kotzer. That's a Shabbos din. But shabbos, the Gemara that made the Zarek Hatzvav and elsewhere, shabbos is a din avodas hakarka. Shabbos is only if it is on the ground, attached to the ground. That's the only time you're chayim on shabbos. If it's not avodas hakarka, it can't be chayim. So therefore, pulling those mushrooms off of the barrel can't be chayim on shabbos. It can be chayim on Shabbos. Ad kan devarav. There's a new yesod called being attached to something. And that yesod of being attached to something is enough to be chayiv l'inyan Shabbos. But for Shavuos, you have to be attached to karka. So it's the same word, kotzer, but it got two different meanings. Now, Rabbi Nathan Zemba, part of his ga'oinus is that he was mechavet Rav Soloveitchik. Or that the Rav was Mechanatra, Rabbi Nathan Zemba. In the Shi'urim of Rav Soloveitchik, on Hilchos Shechita, right, in Siman Vav of Hilchos Shechita, we don't learn Shechita anymore in Yeridei in Yeshiva. It's a real loss in some ways, because the longest in Shechita was Gevalim. So there's a din that if a person is Shochet B'tzipurin Shel Behema, if you shecht an animal, and you're using an entire fingernail of the animal, so the Shechita is possible. That's the din. We learn from a pasuk by the Akedah, by Yikachas HaMa'achelas Lishkoit Espinoi, that just like a Ma'achelas is not Mechubar, so also the Sak, just like a Ma'achelas is Mechubar, the Sakin Shoshkita has to be Mechubar. Sakin Shoshkita has to be like a Ma'achelas, has to be Mechubar. I'm saying it backwards. Sakin Shoshkita can't be Mechubar. So if a person shechts with a Sak, with a Tzipayrin Shom Behema, it's no good. So Reb Kiva Eger there in Siman Vav and Seif Beis, Reb Kiva Eger says, what's going on here? The Mishnah only says that if I'm Shoichet B'Tziporen, the Shechita is no good. For Reb Kiva Eger, maybe I'm talking about a Tziporen of a Ben Adam. And we know that Rashi writes in Kedushin Daf Zayin that B'nei Adam of Hukash L'Karka. And even according to Tosfos, that B'nei Adam are not Hukash L'Karka, but Avodim are Hukshul Karka. So therefore, if Avodim are Hukshul Karka, so maybe it's all about by a chef with the Tzipayrin Shel Ha'eved. In other words, Frekip Kiva Eger, how can you tell me that a chef with Tzipayrin Shel Behema, the Shechita is no good? Maybe it's a din that only if it's a chef with something that's Mechubar Karka, just that an Adam is considered Karka. So if I shep with my fingernail, no? Like the joke, that mom has the longest fingernails, that's why she cuts pickles, or whatever that stupid joke is, no? That if I'm shepping with my finger, Adam, Bukashal Karka, Mechubar Karka, right? According to Rashi, according to Tosfos, I'm an Eved, and I'm shechting, or you're holding the Eved. You take the whole Eved and use the Eved one fingernail to shecht an animal. Maybe that's why that's puzzle. That's what Reb Kiva Eger is telling them. You see that Reb Kiva Eger is understanding that the din of Shechita, which is puzzle, is a din of Mechubar Lekarka. But, Rav Soloveitchik said that that might not be the pshat. And in fact, the Ur Sameach has this, having a Hilchos Shechita. Maybe the din of Shochet the Tziporet, and it's not a good Shechita, is not about a human being who's Hukash Lekarka, or an Eved, but the din is a Ma'achelas has to be an item that exists on its own. Something that is attached to something else is Pasul Alts Ma'achelas. It's Mechubar to something else. And maybe when I shechted the Tzipayrin, right, I have a whole arm of an animal. Right? So I'm only shechting with the animal's fingernail. Right? So it's puzzle because it's mechubar to something else. If it's mechubar to a base yad, if it's a handle, so the handle is bottled to the rest of the thing. But as a shem b'fnei atzmo. So maybe that's why the Shechita is no good. Rabbi Nachum Zemba, as a tremendous gain, he writes right over here, right? Based on Argamah and Kufches, he's right. So this is his lashon. Al karchach delo by katsira mimuchuber lakarka rak mimuchuber lamakom gidulo va'ayin yeredaya simin vavsif beis langin shokhet mimuchuber ubechedusha reb kiva eger sham. He says the hoshtikul tar of the rav that the din mechuber by shchita doesn't mean a din of mechuber right by anything else. Mechuber by shchita doesn't mean mechuber lakarka. And by the way, the Rav said that what Rebbe Kiveya is telling us that it's because Avodim Mokshon Lekarka, Avodim Mokshon Lekarka, that's a din in Me'ila, that's a din in Shavua, that has nothing to do with Gidulei Karka, it's not attached to the ground, and the Eved is not attached to the ground, the whole Rebbe Kiveya is Shver. Hukash Lekarka means for Shavua, so that's a din of Karka. Effectively, right, when you put this together, we have a number of different categories that people sometimes mistake. There's a category called Gidulei Karka. Gidulei Karka is like Geyon, Kedravim, Sefer, Machav, Dosh, etc. Then there's a category called Mechubar Lekarka. Mechubar Lekarka is something that's mamish attached to the ground. So there are positions that the Malach of Kaitzer is only meant to Mechubar Lekarka, but that position is difficult because of the Gemara speaks about the mushrooms off the barrel. Elamai, the most reasonable yisur, the malach of kotzer, is I'm taking something away from makom gidulo, which is very similar to what we have in Hilchos Shchita. That's the yisur they wanted to develop of the malacha of kotzer. We should have a good day in Davening Minchah.